The Quran we take a knife and separate the lung from the liver of the korban tumah. The etzba kaved min hakaved. He would separate the finger-like piece that sticks out from the kaved from the kaved. But lo hayah maziza min koma. He wouldn't move it from its place. He would just separate it from the kaved. Nakav et hachaza unachmo lemisha zachaba. The Quran would then remove the chaza, the breath, from the behemoth and give it to the Quran that was zochah to bring the breath to the mizbeach. Now the reason why the Mishnah says nakav, which means to make a hole, not that the Quran made a hole, just after the chaza is removed, that leaves an open space, a hole in the behemoth. Alo ledoifin hayimon, if the Quran would then go up to the right flank of the behemoth, hayachaytech v'yared ad ha-shedra, he would then start cutting down with the knife until the spine. Alo hayim negea v'shedra, he wouldn't actually touch the spine with the knife. He would cut down until he reaches the two soft ribs. He would cut off the right flank and give it to the Quran that was zochah to bring the flank to the mizbeach, and the liver would be attached to the right flank. So the Quran would bring the right flank with the liver to the mizbeach. The Quran would then come towards the neck. When he cuts off the neck, he leaves two ribs on either side that he would not cut off the neck. He would cut off the neck and give it to the Kohen that was zochah to bring the neck to the mizbeach, and attached to the neck would be the windpipe with the heart and the lungs attached to the neck. The Kohen would then come to the left flank of the korban tumah. When he cuts off the left flank, he leaves two soft ribs on either side of the left flank that he does not cut off with the left flank. So too, when the right flank was cut off, two soft ribs were left on either side that were not cut off with the right flank. So it turns out that he left by both the right flank and the left flank two soft ribs on either side of each flank. He would then cut off the left flank and give it to the Kohen that was open to bring the left flank to the mizbeach. Attached to the left flank was the spine, and also the spleen was attached to it. The spleen that was attached to the left flank was the big spleen. Even though the spleen that was attached to the left flank was the bigger spleen, the right spleen is called the gdola, the big spleen, not because it was bigger, but because the liver was attached to the right spleen. The Kohen would then come to the hind part of the behemoth. He would cut off the hind part of the behemoth and give it to the Kohen that was zochah to bring the oikid to the mizbeach. The fat tail and the finger-like piece that is attached to the kaved and the two kidneys will be taken to the mizbeach together with the oikid, the hind part of the behemoth. He would then cut off the left hind leg and give it to the Kohen that was zochah to bring it to the mizbeach. Nimtu kulam oimdim b'shura v'ha'ayivarim b'yadam. Turned out that after all the Kohanim received the Eivarim that they were going to bring to the Mizbeach, they all stood in line with the Eivarim in their hand. As the Kohanim went together to the Mizbeach, so they stood in line until all the Kohanim had the Eivarim, the limb, that they were going to bring to the Mizbeach. Harishon Barosh Uberregel, the first Kohen, had the Rosh and the Regel of the Behemoth. Harosh Biyamino, he would hold the Rosh, the head, in his right hand. The Chatmo Klapeis Rosh, the nose of the Rosh, was towards his arm, meaning towards the inside. The karna ben etzba'osa, the horns of the behemoth would be between his fingers. Ubei shkitaso memalon v'hapeder nasin aleha. The beis shkita of the rosh would be facing off. The beis shkita is the place where it was nishchat, where you can see the wound. And the peder, the chalav, and the fat were put on top where the wound was, so you shouldn't see the blood. V'harega shoyamin bismolo, and the right hind leg was in his left hand. Ubeis oro lechot, the place where it was stripped from the high, would be facing out. Hasheni, the second Kohen. B'shteyadayim, he would be holding the two forelegs of the behemoth. Shel yamin b'yamino, shel tzmol b'smolo. The right foreleg was in his right hand, and the left foreleg was in his left hand. Ubeis Oron Lechut, the place where it was stripped from the hide, would be facing out. Hashlishi Ba'okeg Uberagot, the third coin, would be holding the hind part of the behemoth, and also the hind leg. Ha'okes Biamino, Ba'ayam Midudelis Bain Ekba'osa. The hind part of the behemoth would be in his right hand, with the fat tail hanging down between his fingers. The Ekba Ha'kabed Usteha Kloyos Imo, the piece that was sticking out from the liver and the two kidneys, would be with him, together with the oikis. Haragel Shal Small Bismolo, the left hind leg, would be in his left hand. Ubeis Oro Lechot, the place where it was stripped from the hide, would face out. Harazi, the fourth coin, the Chazet Ubegeri, he would be holding the breast and the neck. Hachazet Biamino, he would hold the breast in his right hand. Bahagera Bismolo, and the neck in his left hand. Bitsalu Seha Bain Esfaosa, and the ribs would be between his fingers. Hachamishi Bishtei Defanos, the fifth coin would be holding the two flanks of the behemoth. Shall Yamin be Amino, Vishal Small Bismolo, the right flank he would hold in his right hand, and the left flank he would hold in his left hand. Ubeis Oron Lechot, the place where it was stripped from the hide, would be facing out. Hashishi, the sixth coin, the Krevayim Hanesunim Bebezek, he would be holding the inside that was put into a kli called a bezek. Ukraayim Agabeim Momala, and he would hold the feet on top of the Krevayim over the kli. Hashvi Besoilet, the seventh coin would hold the flour that was used for the mincha that was brought together with the korban tum. Hashmini the chavisim, the eighth coin would hold the chavisim. This was the mincha that the kohen gadol brought every day, six challahs in the morning and six challahs in the evening. Hachi b'yayin, the ninth coin would hold the yayin for the mesachim. Hochu v'nosnu mechasi akeves ulamata b'marav, the kohen would then go to the mizbeach and put down all the evar on the bottom half part of the keves ram that led up to the mizbeach on the western side. Umocho, they would then salt the Avarim while they were on the Kevet before they were Nikrat on the Mizbeach. Biyardu Ubo Lahem Lelishkas Hagazas Lifros Et Hashma, Kohen would then go down from the Kevet and go to the Lishkas Hagazas. In the Lishkas Hagazas, which is in the Azara, they would read the Shema, like we'll see in the next parak. Sachatami Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph Amar Lahem HaMamuna, the Mamuna, the one in charge of the Paisa, would tell the Kohanim after they enter the Lishkas HaGazit, Baruch Hu Bracha Acha, they should move a bar. One bracha, this bracha is Abba, Rabba, the bracha that we say before Krishma. But the bracha of Yetzor, they wouldn't say until after Nesach Hamed, it's still before Nesach Hamed. Behem Baruch Hu, the Kohanim would be Mavarev, Abba, Rabba. Karu Aseret HaDvar. Shema Bahayim Shemoa Bayoimah. The Kohanim would then read that Seret HaDibros. This was a Takana of the Chachamim to read that Seret HaDibros every day. Not just for the Kohanim, but for everybody to read that Seret HaDibros every day. Just the Chacham were Mavasa, the Takana for anybody other than the Kohanim to say that Seret HaDibros. The reason being is that the meaning that because they shouldn't say that the only Torah is a Seret HaDibros. They would read the Shema, Bahayan Shemoah, and Bayomer. Baruch Hu Esa'am Shalosh Bracha. The Kohanim would be Mavarech with the Am, three Bracha. Emes B'yatzit, Vavoda. Ubrecha Kohanim. They would say the bracha of Emes Yatzit, the bracha after Kriyishma. They would say the bracha of Avodah that Tarsus would say, and they would end the bracha by saying, Shalos Talabadcha, V'yira Nava. And then they would say, Berachas Kohanim, V'baracha Hashem V'yishmarecha, but they would not do that with Nesiyas Kapayim by lifting up their hands, as the Nesiyas Kapayim was not done until after the Talmud was Nikrav on the Mizbeach, and after they were Makdir the Ketartz. U'v'Shabbos Moisif and Bracha Achas, L'mishmar Hayotzi. On Shabbos, there was an additional bracha. So the Mishmar Hayotzi, the Mishmar that was exiting on Shabbos would be Mavar, the Mishmar had Nichnas, the Mishmar that was Nichnas. As on Shabbos, the Mishmaras were changed. There were 24 Mishmaras of Kohanim, 24 groups of Kohanim. Each Mishmar did the Avodah for 1 week. And on Shabbos, there would be a change of Mishmaras. The new Mishmar would come in on Shabbos and do the Avodah, the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. So the Mishmar Hayotze would be Mavar, the Mishmar Nichnas, by saying, Misha Shikin Shmo B'Bayit Hazeh, Hu Yashkin Beinayim Ava, Achva, Shalom, Vareyat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose shame is Shaitan, who dwells in this house in the Beit HaMikdash, he should dwell among the new Mishmor with Ava, Achva, Shalom, Vareh.